This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
747, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by David Schultz, Professor of Political Science and Law at Hamline University. Hey, David, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, and I hope all is well.
Thank you. From the texts I get here, I can tell you that the people that favor President Trump, right or wrong, think that no matter what, he is totally 100% right with Maduro. Those that hate him or don't like him are completely and totally against it. The truth is probably somewhere in between when it comes to Maduro. Tell me your thoughts as a professor of law and political science about what transpired over the weekend.
Well, what transpired over the weekend raises lots of, I'd say, both legal questions domestically and international law, and a lot of sort of political questions in terms of what's happening. Now, in terms of domestically, if the news accounts are correct, this has been planned for several months. It sounds like, you know, this venture, you know, to get Maduro. And the reason why I mention this is that most people would argue that the Constitution gives the president broad authority to use force to protect the United States if we're attacked. Nobody disputes that. But the Constitution gives the power to Congress to declare war, to finance the military, and so forth. And the reason why I mention this is that Congress was largely left in the dark on this. And there's questions regarding whether or not the president actually had the authority to go in and do the kind of operation that he did when we weren't being attacked. So that's one set of legal questions. The other is, under international law, we're not supposed to invade another country's sovereign space. We're not supposed to use force or aggression as a way of resolving disputes. So there's legal questions, but now from a political, and I'm going to say a pragmatic point of view, the president has said, you know, we've taken Maduro out, and we're going to, quote, run the country and pump their oil. Well, what does all that mean in terms of governance and in terms of whether or not or how much we're going to get involved in Venezuela's domestic matters? There's stories that are already pointing out the fact that Maduro's vice president has ordered martial law, cracked down. The government still has control of the military. We're not putting the opposition into power. I mean, are we setting up a recipe for civil war and for us to have to send in troops to protect oil interests? And so it just raises all types of politically thorny questions, and it makes me think about Afghanistan and Iraq all over again.
All right, so politically, does anybody other than those that truly support President Trump or truly oppose him care about any of this at all, or is it all about the price at the pump? And if, for whatever reason, oil prices go down or the price of gasoline goes down, and there's a lot of steps between oil and gasoline, I understand that. But is that the ultimate arbiter of this, that if the price goes down and people are for it, if the price goes up, then they're against it?
It probably will be, I think, at the end of the day, except anybody who thinks that the price is going to go down right away would be by naive. Now, I'm certainly not an oil expert. You probably have people down in your part of the world who know a lot more about refining and stuff like that, you know, than probably you and I do. But it's going to take years to rebuild the oil infrastructure down there. And so I wouldn't expect to see any significant impact on prices, at least in the short term, in terms of what's going to happen. But some are also arguing that at a point where the president is worried about the fact that he has near record low approval ratings, you know, is this kind of a way of diverting some people away from from, you know, domestic issues, you know, and trying to prop up his ratings. Because we know, you know, Trump wouldn't be the first president to try to use some type of international event as a way of trying to prop up popularity. I mean, it's a very tried and true technique. And so I'm not just accusing Trump, but it's, you know, other presidents have done this too.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll go back, talk about what else Congress has to look ahead to and what's on their agenda for 2026, 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. All right, 757, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Schultz, professor of law and political science at Hamline University. What else does Congress have on their plate? Well, actually, I shouldn't say what else, because this had nothing to do with Congress, really, did it, the Maduro action?
It had nothing to do, although, again, it probably should have. There should have been some kind of consultation as required under both the War Powers Act and under the Constitution. But for the most part, both Republicans and Democrats seem to have been in the dark regarding what happened.
And for those that are listening right now, hearing nothing but, oh, why are you banging on President Trump, brah? Nobody's banging on President Trump, but the thing you have to understand is that once the executive branch assumes powers, next time it might not be your person doing this, and they may decide to go into wherever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And start whatever for whatever reason, and there's nothing you'll be able to do about it. That's all we're saying. Tell me about Congress. What is they going to be looking at in 2026?
Well, a variety of different things are going to be looking at. Remember, it's an election year, which means everything is going to be cast over with how they're eyeing what's going to happen in November of 2026. But for example, if I remember correctly, the budget deal that ended the government shutdown, that's going to be expiring in the next few months. And so they're going to have to revisit some of that. I think we're going to have to look at some point along the line here, probably expanding the debt ceiling again. So we've got these as kind of major points. And then, of course, before the 2026 elections, there's going to be the issue of passing the next budget. And I think the most immediate issue right now is the fact that the subsidies for Obamacare have expired, and we're now looking at a lot of pressure on Congress, especially the Republicans, to come up with an alternative health care plan to be able to address the, you know, the affordability of insurance. I would probably put that pretty much at the highest part of the list here, because I think most of your listeners are probably looking at their insurance premiums and saying, my gosh, you know, how am I going to be able to afford this? And so I would put that on kind of the list.
Where does Congress get involved when it comes to funding whatever happens in Venezuela?
They're supposed to be able to, they have appropriations power. They're the ones who are supposed to appropriate the money and spend the money to be able to pay for whatever we're doing down there.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your time. David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. When we come back, we'll talk to WWL sports director Steve Geller. Take another look back at the Saints season and look ahead to next season. We'll also talk with Barry Keim, who is LSU health climatologist, about why Mardi Gras is so early this year, and it goes to the whole lunar calendar and all of that stuff. Then we'll wrap up the hour by talking to John Fitzmaurice, the instructor of history at UNO, about the cannons that are across from Jackson Square. Cannon, actually. But what about the Washington artillery? We'll take a look at that. Of course, we'll talk to Arthur Hardy, and we'll talk to Judy Ho about keeping New Year's resolutions. A lot coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.